Next, we're going to have Gary Watson come up. He's been busy as usual, and he's going to report on how Philippi Freedom Ministries is doing and bring us up to date.
I promise I'll go quick. My wife made me promise. I've got to make sure I thank her. She does an incredible job. And it seems like every time I leave, something bad happens. A couple years ago, my furnace went out in the middle of winter. And then a trip ago, our dishwasher went out. This week, I'm out of town all week. I leave last Saturday. I had two kids in the hospital this week. So Laura's been quite busy, and she's been amazing holding down the fort. And I could not do what I do without her help. So I really appreciate her support. Joe, thank you, and for allowing me to come and stand here also mid-year the last couple of years. Thanks, Joe. And Weldon and the Board of Deacons and Joe Griffin Media Ministries, thank you for all your support and kindness that you show me. And Paul, I call him on the road and say, or send him a text, Paul, I've recruited more people. Can they sign up for the Google group? And Paul graciously, no matter where he's at, he sends me a text back and says, okay, they've been sent a confirmation so they can accept or reject it. And they do accept. And one Omaha Pete's listening today. He's a truck driver, and he couldn't get set up, and Paul took care of it in about 30 minutes. So it's great. Thank you for everybody for the prayers. It's an honor to be part of Griffin's bunch and to be able to go out and tell people about your ministry. We had a neat thing this week where we got a phone call from Judge Sloan in Tennessee, who had with him the Surgeon General of the United States of America. And Dana graciously pulled together the theology of neurology that Judge Sloan told him about, and they'll go in the mail tomorrow. And he's been asked to be added to our prayer list, and is going to go out and beat some bushes and tell them about our ministry. So it's pretty neat how the Lord keeps opening doors. Let's see. I got to also thank all the people that help. We have about 40 Doritos and people locally who support us. Everything from doing the newsletter to these problem-solving device bookmarks. And I've got something else to show you that we've created that says bad decisions limit future options on the front in red. And on the back, it says good decisions broaden future options. And then underneath, it's the gospel message of faith alone and Christ alone. And it's what we're going to give out in the prisons, because the chaplains, they don't like to, the inmates just don't want to read those pamphlets. It's too much. They get overwhelmed. But one bookmark like this that they can stick in their pocket, lay on their bed, pass out. So we got those there at the printer right now, making copies for me, running. You can imagine with 1,600 inmates how many certificates you have to do in a month's time, getting the copies out. Let's see, developing newsletters. I just could go on and on, grading the test. We have 34 people that do nothing but grade tests, and that's all they do across the United States at both Baraka. We have them down in Tallahassee. We have them in Albany, Georgia, Kentucky, California, Michigan. So we've got Doritos all over the country grading tests. We're rewriting all the tests. It's been a big year and a good year. I've got nothing to complain about. The Lord continues to open the doors, and we continue to step through them. I still travel with Rick Hughes. We haven't had a lot of trips lately, but we were together last week, and then I'm getting ready for a busy part of my schedule, and thrown in there will be 2 weeks at Baraka. And Baraka contacted me. In fact, I was on the phone yesterday with the chairman of the missionary board, and I will be giving a missionary update for the first time from the pulpit at Baraka on the second Wednesday night in March. So I'm pretty excited about that. It's kind of neat, Joe. I've never been in that pulpit, so it's my opportunity, and I promise I'll make you proud. We won't mess up. Still doing the Wounded Warrior events. We have our first one coming up this year, the first week of April, and that'll be in New Braunfels, Texas. So we're still doing that on a consistent basis. We send out your notes, Joe. 800 inmates receive your notes every month. That's 10 pages times three. We send out three documents, which is 30 papers or 30 pages to 800 inmates. And that list is kind of stabled out as the correspondence courses and our DVD and our MP3 groups have grown. If they've grown, less notes, except that we send more notes to the chaplain so they can hand them out at each class. So it's changing in the way where we just sent out 800 sets of notes, and inmates had to read them in their bunks or in their cell blocks or in their cells. Now they get them, and they can study them right along with the class, just like we do here. So that's pretty exciting. I brought along a few letters. I always have to read them because it's fun, and hopefully you find them encouraging. Thank you for your Bible studies. Please keep them coming. I thoroughly enjoy them. Plus, they are a blessing. Thank you. Also, I would like to know if you could send them to my son as well. He is not in prison. I just want him to learn about God. Please let me know, and I will send you his address. On the surface, that's very encouraging, but I can never let down my guard. I'm dealing with inmates. Recently, I received a letter, and you get all excited. I think, Joe, if you get a letter from a Dorito, it says, can I sign up my sister or my daughter? You're, sure, no problem. When I get them, I have to think through it. I can't just send it, because recently they wanted me to look somebody up that they hadn't talked to. It was a sister that they hadn't spoken to in 3 years, and come to find out it was a victim, and they were trying to track down the victim. 10 years ago, I would have sent that right to them. Didn't understand the system. Now I understand, so I had to turn him in and get an investigation going, because he was trying to find somebody he had victimized. So you can never let your guard down. I never send something to anyone unless they specifically request it. In the case like this, I wrote him back and said, have your son drop me a note, or have your wife or ex-wife send me the note, or your mother, and we'll get it taken care of immediately. But I can't send them out. I won't. Baraka and Rick Hughes, any inmates request, any letters they receive, our family members, they call me and give them to me, or they send me an email with all the information attached so I can handle it and take care of it for them. That's an honor to do, but I understand the system. I understand how it works. But not only can you not let your guards down when you're there, you can't let it down when you're on the outside either, because they're always looking, in a lot of cases, to get something or to do something or to pour something over your eyes. I get asked for a Bible every day. I can tell you this, they're never going to get a Bible. You asked, you're not getting one. Because you need it for some other reason, not for the purpose we give out Bibles for. So they don't realize that, but when they write me, I just throw them in the trash can. That's where it goes. And then usually another letter will follow that they need a dictionary, a Bible concordance, a different Bible than the one they requested the first time. And they name all this specific stuff. And you just have to ignore it. You can't let your heart bleed for them and say, oh, wow, these guys are really positive. I want to give this to them. And it's the ladies, too. Take my word for it. It's the same. It doesn't matter who's writing. Our study course, the Lord has continued to grow with 1,646 inmates currently doing this study course across the United States. That's in 365 different prisons and 1,646 inmates. We have seven who have completed 59 books over the last 72 months. So we need more books, Joe, because there's only 59 books. With the colonels, Bobby's book on Esther, your books and Rick Hughes' books, it comes to 59 books. So I need more. I've got these folks on hold. We're also working on a final exam. And in fact, Camellia, I don't see her here, but she has taken all the study guides, and she's pulling questions off every one of them for me and putting together a big final exam that whenever they finally get done with it, they can take the final exam, but no books on the final exam. On all the other exams, they have the books. If they saved them, they can obviously check them. If they didn't, we'll just see how they do. But it's been pretty exciting. We just redid The Integrity of God, and we redid Christian Suffering and Christian Integrity. So these people who are done with the 59, I'm going to have them redo those books because they're more in-depth, a lot tougher study aids this time. I'm going to have them redo those while I'm waiting for more books. That'll take them about 6 months to complete those. I've been getting a lot of calls lately from people wanting to join up together. It's been amazing. People I haven't heard from in years, people who all of a sudden heard about our study course, they're calling wanting to team up, we can be buddies, how about if we put our two ministries together? I had a person call me recently and said, man, I'm really good at getting money in. I'm a good fundraiser. And I said, you've obviously never looked at 2 Corinthians where we're not to be peddlers of the word of God. And that ended that conversation pretty quick. They weren't very interested in discussing anything after that. We also have some husband and wives that are doing the courses, people who have been released from prison, continue to do the courses, and that's pretty exciting. We don't stop. We don't throw them under the bus. Just because they've been released, you say, well, get them under a qualified pastor. Get them listening to Joe. I try to. But they're just got out of prison. They don't have any money. How are they going to get a computer? You know, how do they, you know, they're in a halfway house. When the time's right, we'll provide them with the computer. We'll take care of them so that they can get Joe live. That's my job. But for the first couple of months, we still send them the course. Our job is to take care of them, and that's what we do. Here's an inmate that just wrote. He said, I would like to say thank you in the ministry for allowing me the privilege to partake in your Bible studies during this confinement. I have participated in a number of different studies to further my knowledge and understanding and strengthening my faith. And I can honestly say that Philippi Ministries is by far my most favorite to date and the toughest I've ever done. The teachings of Mr. Joe Griffin and Pastor Thiem is so intense, practical, and explanatory that one cannot help but learn and embrace, and most importantly, share what I've learned to others in my cell block. The purpose of this letter is to inform you that your ministry, to inform your ministry that by the Father's grace, I have been allowed the chance at freedom from prison through parole. I'm very grateful for his faithfulness and for this opportunity. I will begin my exit from prison in the next couple of days. I'm excited and anxious. I'm hoping that I can continue the Philippi Ministries Bible studies even after prison. I will add my new address at the bottom in case that is possible. We get those all the time, and we continue to support them. I probably ought to show some of these slides. Let's see. Okay. That's the 365 prisons running from Hawaii all the way up to Berlin, New Hampshire, and all the way down to Coleman, Florida. Every type of facility you could think of, federal, state, we're there. There's a few jails mixed in. I hate jails, so the Lord fortunately does not send me to too many jails. So I don't know what to tell you about that. It grows every year. None of that's been by advertising. Three ways they get the information. When they get into prison, they get classified. The chaplains at the Federal Transfer Center in Oklahoma City, Chaplain Entz, Chaplain Taylor at the Joe F. Gurney Unit in Palestine, Texas, Chaplain down in Bon Terre, Missouri, at the Eastern Regional Diagnostic and Correctional Center. That's all classification units. Centralia, Illinois, chaplain there. When they come in and meet him, the last thing he gives them is who loves you. When they leave there, they go to wherever they're supposed to be. They classify them if they've got a drug problem, if they're violent, if they're gang members. And that determines what level of facility you go to. When they go, they take those books with them. And if they're not interested, it doesn't matter. What they do is they pass that book on to somebody who is. The Lord takes that book from the uninterested party and gets them in the interested party. And that's how we spread all over. Not one drop of television ads, and we've not been in any newspaper. There you go. So that's God's amazing grace. We continue to grow our MP3 groups. My job is to get them under a qualified pastor. You can't be there every day. None of us could be. Even if I didn't travel to other facilities, I could teach a Bible class every day in these prisons in the state of Missouri. But because you got to let the Wiccans in and do their job, the Muslims, the sweat lodges, and all that kind of stuff, the Presbyterians, the Methodists, the Catholics, they only going to give you 1 or 2 days. You can't get any consistency over 1 or 2 days. But if you set them up with a MP3 group and provide them everything they need and send them the notes, chaplain puts them in a room, hooks them up, off they go, then you can build some consistency and momentum. So that's how we've done it, and that's worked perfectly, and we're not going to change. So when we get some, I'm always looking for positive volition. When I go there, I'm looking to see if there's a core of positive volition. So I teach my Bible classes. I always start with the gospel, then lead them to rebound, then the faith rest drill, and I'm looking for any positive volition. I leave my name If anybody writes, we can determine if there's anybody positive. We start them on the course, get them the notes, and then from there, once we have a pocket, I go to the chaplain, tell him what we have, and can I set up a group so that these individuals could study the Word of God a minimum of 4 hours a week. And when they get the commitment, we ship them in everything they need. And if you get a facility where you have some that are really positive, we'll provide them with individual MP3 players. They can't have them in their cells, but the chaplain could check them out, give them the disc, off they go. And then I just keep supplying. The chaplain will send me a note and say, we need the next set. I have a big spreadsheet. We send it out. And that's how we keep going. We've been able to download and make available to the federal inmates Joe's basic classes, and we're getting ready to add additional studies to that. To date, we have had 12,316 downloads of your basic classes to inmates, five at a time. That's a lot of effort to get 12,000 when you can only get five each time, at no charge to the inmate. I don't joke when I said I'm your biggest recruiter. I'm loving this.
Does this include the federals?
That's what that is. That's what that is. And I have a big meeting up there in March that someone has set up for me. And just, I'm not going to say anything else about it, but just keep that in your prayers. But the Lord's going to use that, I think, to open even more doors as we go up to Washington, D.C. in April, actually, it is. Let's see. We continue to teach Bible class and look for positive volition. I told you that. We have 46 tape groups across the country there. We launched our new and revised courses. They're out there. We continue to update and improve courses. I'm not perfect. I make mistakes. And I just try to go through, and we have a group of Doritos that are going through each one, and they're looking, the graders, if they see something. And we've got inmates who write a note and say, I don't think this is right. You might want to look at it. And many times I can find the answer in the book, and it pops out at me, and I'll write them back and say, thanks, but here's the right answer. It's on this page. And sometimes it's, you're right. I write them back and say, great job. You know, thanks for fixing it for us. Our prayer list is completed and out there, and I'm going to get it to Dana once a quarter so they could be available to anybody that may want to pray for inmates or family members. We're going to do our horse camp again in September. We had a great response last year, and we're going to do that again in September. We got our new website and logo launched, and Paul was very instrumental in hooking us up with the right people so we could get that done. And it makes it easy because they're the same people that you use. So when you get a new book, they can just drag it over and keep it real simple. 1,646 inmates doing the course. Actually, that's 46 tape groups and over 12,316 downloads of Joe's message. And we've developed a couple new bookmarks. I showed you one that I have up here, but this is the one I told you about, Bad Decisions Limit Future Options. And that's the green at the top, that's the back side, and it'll just be front and back, and they'll be available. And Joe, if it's okay, I'll bring some into church, anybody that wants them. But it's got the gospel laid out very clearly, and we end it. It's up to you, your choice. And then we got the contact information there. Trying to think what I got. Another couple letters for you. This is from a judge. The depth of material used by Mr. Watson is unparalleled. The topics covered are wide-ranging, yet the course material is designed in such a way that the concepts and principles are layered together and built upon each other. The result is a student of these materials has the opportunity and privilege to grow spiritually regardless of their present physical environment. These courses and materials used are all provided at no charge to the recipients and facilities. It is all provided by the gracious donations of people that support this ministry. The work that Mr. Watson and Philippi Ministries engage in supports our nation's sheriffs, chaplains, wardens, and jail or prison administration. And by way of example, the recidivism rate for men that successfully complete Mr. Watson's courses is incredibly low. This is a circuit court judge who's been in Washington, D.C. The last 3 weeks for meetings. He's an incredible man. He loves Bible doctrine. He loves Joe Griffin. And the Lord is using him. This letter was a letter he sent to the governor of Tennessee and to the head of the Tennessee Department of Corrections. And if you go back just a couple years ago, We didn't have any stars in Tennessee. And now you can see what's happened there. And the same with the MP3 groups. Run through some quick pictures. The one on the right there is an old student. That ugly guy over there that I'm laughing with. You might even remember seeing him before, Joe.
I can't see him.
Oh, okay. Rick Schulte.
Oh, I don't know him.
Yeah. Here on the left-hand side, that is another judge in the state of Mississippi. He's a juvenile judge. And I met with him this week, and he wants to find a way to incorporate our books somehow to get these juvenile offenders to do the course. A lot like Judge Sloan's done with this transition house and getting doctrine introduced there, how he can get that set up. The other guy has become a good friend. His name's Buddy. He was actually in a bad motorcycle accident, and he took me all around. He was so positive to Bible doctrine. He took me to meet the judge and other sheriffs, and there were some trustee inmates working on some cars in a garage, and he had another deputy get him in the car and drive him over so I could hand him a book and give them the information so they could sign up for the course. And he sent me a note via text, said the inmates had already written, and by Monday I should have their note requesting Bible study materials. And I was just with him last week. That's Chaplain Schoenberger at the largest prison in the state of Tennessee, 2,800 inmates. He had me come down, and after I spent 3 days teaching the inmates, then he had me speak to all the volunteers that come into the prison along with the wardens and their staff. So that's him introducing me up there before I spoke to them. And I did make a lot of friends with the inmates. I mean, the volunteers. One individual prayed. And by the time he was done, I thought I was going to throw up. And it just, it was unbelievable. It said, it is challenging, this is from Chaplain Schoenberger, it is challenging for Bible-believing chaplains to find resources for prison inmates that are doctrinally solid, fundamental in emphasis, and that enables the student to grow deeper in the knowledge of the Scripture. I have found that resource with Philippi Ministries and Grace Doctrine Church. By completing the correspondent courses, the inmates will have a well-rounded foundation of Bible doctrine. What better use of an inmate's time than to study these outstanding materials? My relationship with Brother Watson, I'm a brother now, and his ministry has grown through the years, and we give out Philippi study resources every day. He goes on to thank us for all the stuff we send him and how appreciative he is. So that's Chaplain Schoenberger, put a face with a name. Former inmate who's now going into the prison. He's on doctrine, him and his wife, and we're going to add his son to the prayer list, who's very sick. But Chaplain, I got him hooked up with Chaplain Schoenberger, and he's going to lead our MP3 groups in the prison now. He's a former prisoner. He's on Bible doctrine. He lives in Nashville, and he's going to drive the hour up and actually lead. He did his training on the 29th of January to be able to go in. So that's pretty cool. That's another inmate there that came to see me. He had only been out of the prison 2 weeks, and he came to Bobby Thiem's Bible Conference in Michigan. He brought his mother, his sister, his daughter, and they drove up both nights, 2 hours each way, because he has to stay at home overnight, to come and be able to be a Bible class. So he drove there to listen live. We hung out together. It was real exciting. This is Judge Sloan in the suit next to me laughing. And then this group is all ladies who are on Bible doctrine, who are going in. And I told you, Johinder and Joe, about Melanie, the older lady. That's her, the little short lady, right there in the front next to the lady in the white. She goes in the prison every day to the ladies' prison and puts in the MP3s, does prayer with them and sits there with them, and then leaves and goes to the next prison to do it in Knoxville, Tennessee. Every single day, and she's in her mid-70s. She takes books in by the case. Her husband puts them on a little roller, suitcase roller, and she rolls them in there and makes sure there's plenty of books in the library. The lady to her left, she has her degree in forensic psychology, and she has her law degree, and she's a clerk now for Judge Sloan. And he had her at the dinner table there. He said, now you got to listen to Pastor Griffin and do the theology of neurology because you've already a psychologist. So now he's got her listening to it and the other people in the office, Dana made those, and they listened to him as a group in their office. So, Joe, you're famous. Okay, these, real quick, these two ladies are at the transition home and they've been studying with us a couple years. And the neat thing about that is we got the judge and the sheriff to release them so they could go to Bobby Thing's Bible conference and listen 2 days, two nights at the conference. And we had them hauled up there by a vehicle, brought back, hauled up there, brought back. And that's those two ladies right there. And they're both, the one on the right's completely out of prison now and on probation. The other one's still in prison. Those are all sheriffs and chief jailers. We had breakfast. Judge Sloan got them all together. And the sheriff with the, where is he? Oh, with the big hat on, he actually leads the MP3 group at his jail with the inmates. And those are all, and one guy in the mustache that looks like Wyatt Earp there, he's actually the prosecuting attorney. Everybody else are voted in as sheriffs. And that's it. I won't bore you with a bunch. I could go on and on. I could stand up here all day. So, yes. On the
off the record right now
on for the Surgeon General.
Yeah.
Oh no. The Surgeon General met with Judge Sloan this week, and in fact, I got a text Thursday or Friday, and the Surgeon General. I got his name right here. I can tell you exactly who it is.
United States of America
Surgeon General, and he is actually now wants to be put on our prayer list. Dana made me the MP3s, which we'll send to him tomorrow, and he wants to help us in any way we can and beat the bush, and he wants to listen to the MP3s that we just got for him, and he's going to get on our Google group. We're going to sign him up for that, and I got a picture of him here somewhere, Judge Sloan and him. Here he is, because they sent those little hearts back. I was so excited. You won't be able to see it, but I can tell you, that's Judge Sloan and the Surgeon General of the United States of America. And his name is, because I don't know him, I can tell you right here, Dr. Jerome Adams. And he is a believer. So I drove to Paducah, turned the car up as hot as I could get it, turned it off, went to sleep. When it got cold, I woke up, jumped. Went to the restroom, jumped back in the car, and I pulled into Grace Stockton parking lot about 9:15. Perfect time. So she threw me out and allowed me to get here, so I didn't care. But she wanted me not to teach that. And the example that I used for her, Joe, this ties into what you're saying about these people in Congress. Bible says, if I regard iniquity in my heart, God doesn't hear my prayers. How can you deny you got to, something's got to happen? How do you get rid of that iniquity?
Prayer list. I don't know if you could squeeze it on our bulletin or
we could. Or I could make an insert for you.
Yeah.
We have a lot that really like this Chaplain Taylor down at Palestine, Texas. You know how many prison ministries there are in Texas? Lots. The book they get is Who Loves You. And they have a resource book list down there, and most prisons do. And Philippi Freedom Ministry is the top one for those chaplains that support us. And you can tell we obviously have a lot of support, 365 locations. So, yeah, we could do that, and I will do that, Walden, because we got some good, like this Chaplain Schoenberger, when I called him about that young man, Chase, told him the background, he goes, have him call me. He goes, we're gonna keep this going, and I need somebody here for your classes every day when we have them, and you can't be here. So I got another letter here from him where he says, I can't wait for you to come back and be here. So it's the Lord opens the doors, we're just stepping through them. And none of this has anything to do with me. This is not my material, this is Joe's material. It's Colonel Thieves' material, not my material. I just plagiarize him. No? And a study that we've really had be successful lately, I've been doing the difference between a man and a male. And, you know, I start out and I get them laughing by saying, you're not a man because of the equipment you were born with. And they all get a big laugh and they're pointing at each other, you know. But, you know, it talks about momentum and the ability to accept authority, and you're not arrogant, and you're noble as a man, and as a male, you don't have any momentum. You're arrogant. You don't like authority. You're a loser because you operate on your emotions. And we break that out and teach that, and I draw the M-A-N and lay it out, and it's been really great. And the other thing is, Rick said I ought to write a book about the things I've learned that would help the inmates. And I always tell them that when you accept Christ as your Savior in prison, you're either all in or you're all out. And by that, I mean you can't ride the fence. Because everybody thinks in prison you get religion so you can get a break. Nobody will bother you. So if you're riding the fence, the administrations, they don't trust you. They think you're a phony. Your unbelieving friends won't trust you anymore. And then your believing friends don't trust you because you're still trying to hang out over here. You really have to be all in or all out. It's their call. And I always tell them, now it's a race. Life is a marathon. Now you've got the baton because you've accepted Christ as your Savior. So you're on the team. You got a uniform. You got the playbook. But God can't put you in. You're still going to stay on the bench unless you learn to plays. And it starts with rebound. That's the most important play. You got to get that down. And then I remind them, as you run this race, your family's in the stands watching. Your children are in the stands watching. Your mother, your aunt, your girlfriend. How are you going to run the race? What example are you going to set for those in the stands? I said, it's up to you. I just try to encourage them. They got to get serious about this, because if they don't, I always tell them, I'll see you again in another facility. Either be a higher one or a lower one, but I'll see you again. And I really don't want to see your ugly mug again. So appreciate if you could get it right. And so far, we've had 6 out of 440 inmates be released in the last 7 years go back, and that's it. 6. That's what Judge Sloan put right in his letter. The recidivism rate is small because we give them the tools to change the way they think. We're not emotional. I could tell them a lot of jokes and we could laugh, although Weldon would tell you I don't remember half the jokes and I mess them up. But that in itself is funny. I know a lot of jokes, but I mess them up. But I'm not there to do that. I'm there for 2 hours to give them truth. Are you interested or not? If you're not, there's a prison term, and I use it all the time. Kick rocks. I don't have time for you. Any questions? Thank you, everybody. Thanks again, Joe, and the congregation for all your prayers and support. I really appreciate it.